A Lover's Complaint. From off a hill whose concave womb reworded a plaintful story from a sistering vale, my spirits to tend this double voice accorded, and down I laid to list the sad-tuned tale. Ere long, espied a fickle maid, full pale, tearing of papers, breaking rings atwain, storming her world with sorrow's wind and rain. Upon her head a plaited hive of straw, which fortified her visage from the sun, whereon the thought might think some time it saw the carcass of a beauty spent and done. Time had not scythed all that youth begun, nor youth all quit, but spite of heaven's fell rage, some beauty peeped through lattice of seared age. Oft did she heave her napkin to her eyne, which on it had conceited characters, laundering the silken figures in the brine that seasoned woe had pelleted in tears, and often reading what contents it bears, as often shrieking undistinguished woe in clamours of all size, both high and low. Sometimes her levelled eyes their carriage ride, as they did battery to the spheres intend. Sometime, diverted, their poor balls are tied to the orbit earth. Sometimes they do extend their view right on. Anon, their gazes lend to every place at once, and nowhere fixed, the mind and sight distractedly commixed. Her hair, nor loose, nor tied in formal plait, proclaimed in her a careless hand of pride. For some, untucked, descended her sheaved hat, hanging her pale and pined cheek beside. Some in her threaden fillet still did bide, and true to bondage would not break from thence, though slackly braided in loose negligence. A thousand favours from a maund she drew, of amber, crystal, and of beaded jet, which one by one she in a river threw, upon whose weeping margin she was set, like usury applying wet to wet, or monarch's hand that lets not bounty fall where want cries some, but where excess begs all. Of folded schedules had she many a one, which she perused, sighed, tore, and gave the flood. Cracked many a ring of posied gold and bone, bidding them find their sepulchres in mud. Found yet more letters sadly penned in blood, with sladed silk feet, and affectedly enswathed and sealed to curious secrecy. These often bathed she in her fluxive eyes, and often kissed, and often gan to tear, cried, O false blood, thou register of lies, what unapproved witness dost thou bear? Ink would have seemed more black and damned here. This said, in top of rage, the line she rents, big discontent so breaking their contents. A reverend man that grazed his cattle nigh, sometime a blusterer that the ruffle knew of court of city, and had let go by the swiftest hours observed as they flew, towards this afflicted fancy fastly drew. And privileged by age, desires to know, in brief, the grounds and motives of her woe. So slides he down upon his grained bat, and, comely distant, sits he by her side, when he again desires her, being sat, her grievance with his hearing to divide. If that from him there may be aught applied which may her suffering ecstasy assuage, 'tis promised in the charity of age.